It's Here and Now on KJZZ. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. For a more local perspective on today's hearing, we turn to Arizona Republic reporter Aaliyah Rao, who also attended today's hearing. Aaliyah, thanks for joining us today.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
So what did Governor Jan Brewer have to say following the hearing? Did she seem pleased?
Very much so. She came out with a pretty big grin on her face, and we saw the same thing from Russell Pierce, from Chris Kovach, who helped Pierce write the law. Very pleased. Definitely anticipating at least part of a win, I think, on their part. Like you just heard, I think, you know, the possibility of overturning at least part of that injunction.
And I wonder, with Governor Brewer's reaction, did it seem like there were planned remarks or were there things that were based really on what she had just seen?
They were pretty spontaneous. I think she mentioned some things she had said before. You know, she often mentions that she believes the 1070 mirrors federal law, that, you know, Arizona has the right to assist in this enforcement. So she mentioned some phrases and comments that she's made in the past, and then, you know, the rest of it was relatively spontaneous.
Do you think she would see this as a personal victory of sorts, considering some of the criticism she's taken, even though many would say it got her elected governor?
I think so, yeah. I think, you know, she definitely, you know, she's been an advocate of it from the beginning. You know, I think that, you know, validates her personally to be able to say, look, I've been saying this for 2 years, that this is something that we can and we will do, and that the Supreme Court, you know, potentially now says we will be able to do that. Sure. And she was asked too, you know, did she see this as an agenda of the Obama administration and the Democrats to kind of, you know, get more Latino votes? And she said, yeah, I think that's, you know, that could be part of it.
You mentioned former Senate President Russell Pierce, so I have to bring up yesterday's hearing that he attended. Do you think that what he had to say yesterday before the Senate subcommittee has any impact on his future career, his state Senate race? I know it's probably hard to characterize that, but the fact that he was out front like that, especially at a subcommittee hearing where only two of the 11 members decided to attend.
I think it helps him a little bit. I mean, it helps him with the support. He was complimented by those two Democrats for having bravery to show up. I mean, he was the only one there, so he knew it would be, you know, a little bit of a slam fest, and it was. And yet he showed up anyway, and they, you know, they complimented him on that. I think a win in the Supreme Court would do more for him than that hearing would, though. I think that hearing was a lot of, you know, kind of dog and pony show on both sides. But the Supreme Court decision, I think, would be a big bolster for him.
Aaliyah, based on covering the state capitol like you do, how closely is the decision going to be watched in terms of whether immigration enforcement bills sort of get a new life that they haven't had for the last couple of sessions? Do you think that'll have any impact?
That's hard to say. I mean, I think you have the folks who push those sorts of bills, have continued to push them, even though they hasn't been as much interest the last 2 years, but you've got the pushback from, you know, a Republican bloc that wants to focus on jobs and the economy and the budget. I think the economy may play more role of that than anything else in terms of, you know, do they get some things accomplished, you know, or do they hear from their voters during an election year that next session they really want them to refocus on immigration. I think it'll be that as much as a Supreme Court ruling.
Aaliyah Rao, Arizona Republic reporter, she attended today's Supreme Court hearing. Aaliyah, thank you.
Thank you.